Former professional wrestler Darren Drozdov passes away at 54. By Dylan Gwynn on July 1, 2023. Darren Drozdov, a former NFL player turned professional wrestler, died on Friday at the age of 54. Drozdov played college football at Maryland before making his way onto the Broncos roster in 1993. Drozdov's NFL travels didn't end in Denver, however. The former Terrapin also spent time with the Jets and Eagles as well as the Canadian Football League. After his playing career, Drozdov joined the WWE in the late 90s performing under the names Puke and Droz. Notably, he competed with the Legion of Doom. Drozdov earned the name Puke due to an incident in 1993 when he threw up during a nationally televised game. As he explained to reporters at the time, "I get sick a lot. I was a quarterback in high school, and I'd start throwing up on my center's back. I don't have a lot of control out there." Drozdov's family issued a statement expressing their sorrow at his passing. "We are sad to share our beloved Darren passed away this morning of natural causes. There are no words to convey the deep sense of loss and sadness we are feeling right now." Darren, affectionately known as Droz, was involved in a tragic ring accident while wrestling for the WWE in 1999 that rendered him a quadriplegic. Nevertheless, Droz maintained a championship mindset and lived every day to the fullest even though he was unable to move from the neck down for the past 24 years. His own words sum up his relentless positivity in the midst of adversity: "There is always another day. Just because I'm paralyzed and stuck in a wheelchair, doesn't mean my life is over. I've learned to live again, and my life is far from over." We lived this journey with him over the past 24 years. We were always there through the good times and the bad, and provided him with our unconditional love. We would like to extend our deepest appreciation to everyone. All of his fans, teammates, colleagues, and friends for all the love and support he received over the years. You all gave him meaning, purpose and something to live for. He loved each and every one of you and cherished the conversations, notes and letters he received. His faith in humanity never faltered, so know that for all the love you've shown him, he loved you back. We also would also like to thank WWE for treating him like family and for all of their love, support and stepping up to make sure that Darren always had the proper care and treatment needed to live in his condition over the past 24 years. He was a devoted son, brother, and friend who had always put others first, especially his family. He was kind, generous and was always there for his people. He was our guiding light who lit up our lives with infinite love and wonder. His smile was healing. His warmth, love, and laughter were infectious. We could always turn to him for wisdom and solace, and his absence feels like a giant hole in our family and our hearts. Everyone who knew Darren was a better person because of it. He taught everyone so much about how to look at life, how to put things in perspective, how to overcome adversity, and how to show compassion for others. He would not want anyone to be sad at this moment and would want this to be a celebration of his life, to be remembered for all the great things that he accomplished, the fun, the laughter, the great memories he shared with everyone. The WWE also expressed their sadness at Drozdov's passing. Follow Dylan Gwynn on Twitter at @TheMightyGwynn.